Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
We're back. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on iHeart and Radio MD and others too. Thank you for downloading us, or at least listening to us if you didn't download us. I don't know how you listen to us if you don't download us. In any case, you can subscribe to us at You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is episode 849. We have a returning guest, Dr. Indira Sidambi, who talks to us about addiction. It's such a big problem. We're talking to her about chronic recovery today. Dr. Sidambi runs the New Jersey's first state-licensed ambulatory outpatient detoxification center, the Center for Network Therapy. We'll talk to her about the difference between inpatient and outpatient treatment and the chronic recovery phase. Today, we've got a great show lined up for you. What are the best stories of the week? Do you still need to worry about Zika? That's that, remember, the mosquito-borne disease that came up in Brazil and invaded the southern part of the United States. How common is it? South Africa calls 260,000 birds to contain a bird flu epidemic. Did you ever hear that South Africa had a bird flu epidemic? Well, they've had to kill these birds in order to contain it. Can electroacupuncture decrease stress incontinence in women? We'll come to that. Electroacupuncture, putting a little needle in, even on the skin and stimulating certain areas, does that work? 51% of opioid prescriptions go to people with depression and other mood disorders. And opiates are killing as many as 50,000 people a year. In fact, drug abuse deaths have now, and overdose deaths have now overtaken traffic accidents in the United States as a leading cause of premature death. Well Beyond Wellness, is your hair falling out? Well, it's actually the lack of regulatory oversight by the FDA, because they aren't empowered to do this with cosmetics and hair products. So what can you do about your hair product and knowing about it? Lack of regulatory oversight again. Ingredient in a popular weed killer is going on the list as cancer-causing agents, at least in California. What about your state? Tests for Lyme disease? Miss early cases, but a new approach could help. When anxiety or depression masks a medical problem, what should the doctor do? For exercise, there's nothing like the great outdoors, and a needle flu vaccine patch works as well as a shot. When is it coming to you, and how much more will it cost? And positive parenting offsets the brain effects of poverty. Those are our top stories this week. Let's get to them. The first story, actually, is one of the interesting stories, a wellness foreplay. Do you still need to worry about Zika? And the answer is, unfortunately, yes. Last summer, public health experts were on high alert due to the rapid spread of that Zika virus, which causes, remember, the brain to rot in some of the pregnancies. And the kids were being born with major brain defects. Major problems in infants, as we've learned more about it. This appears to cause a long-term deficit that is not just an immediate deficit. Think about that. This, in fact, can cause brain dysfunction many years after the child is infected, or the adult. And now we're finding out it causes some adult brain defects in those bitten by the mosquito. The mosquito apparently has what we call migrated its genetics to be able to attack your brain cells. The answer is The consequences are huge and lifelong, and you should avoid traveling to places with Zika where you are traveling. That is the southern part of the United States. Texas and Florida still have it. In fact, it's as high up in the country, that is as far north in the country, as Washington, D.C. Every place, the Aedes aegypti mosquito goes, which is really only in the southernmost parts of the United States. But the Aedes albopictus is in very much higher, can come even as far north as New York City and Cincinnati, maybe even as high as Cleveland, get it. Now, it turns out 1 in 10 pregnant women with a Zika infection ends up with a baby with very serious brain defects, but maybe as many as 25% of them get lifelong brain dysfunction. So, so far in 2017, about 850 Americans have gotten Zika, but most people consider that an underestimate. That is, have gotten Zika in the United States. Most people consider that an underestimate, and most don't know it, and a lot of them get it through sexual contact. It can be transmitted sexually. That is, once you get infected and you're a male, you can transmit it in your sperm to your partners. So our general advice is that if you are pregnant, you should not go to places where Zika virus transmission is ongoing. If you're not pregnant, avoid those areas too, and that's for guys as well as women. South Africa has culled 260,000 birds so far to contain the bird flu outbreak. That's a well beyond wellness statement. That is, there's a very powerful bird flu epidemic. It's the H5N8, which is a severe flu-causing problem. And so South Africa has done its part by trying to get rid of all the birds so infected. And you say, what does it mean to us that they're in South Africa? Well, it turns out that once they get in one country, they spread through planes and people going back and forth very quickly. So they've had to kill it to contain it in, kill those birds, 260,000 of them, to try and contain it. I don't think they've done enough. That is, from what I hear, they have to kill many more birds to contain it in South Africa. That may mean that all of us are at risk of this severe bird flu this next flu season. What does that mean for you? It means it's going to be even more important come late September and October to get your flu vaccination. Report of side effects of cosmetics increasing. This is really a weird story, I got to tell you. 126 people wrote or called the FDA on their drug interaction line and said they were losing their hair, and they thought it might be due to a hair product they were using. So the FDA started to investigate this. They don't have the power to automatically pull a hair or cosmetic product off the market. They have to do it by appealing to the better nature of the company or thinking the company is going to get sued and go out of business. Well, it turns out this company, when by Chaz Dean Cleansing Conditioners, already had received 21,000 complaints. They didn't even tell the FDA that they had received it. And haven't pulled the product off the market. They're still selling WEN, W-E-N, by Chaz Dean Cleansing Conditioners. What does that mean for you? It means you've got to be very aware of things yourself. We don't know how permanent this hair loss is. We can't get good information on it because the FDA, it's not like a drug where you study it. What can you do? Well, read the labels carefully, and there's little direct protection. So what you have to do is put it on an area of your skin if you're going to use a cosmetic where it won't be seen, or where hair won't be seen. Wear it, use it for a few months, maybe, in that one little spot. And if nothing happens bad, then you can use it on the rest of your body or in those areas. These people so far, a number of them, have lost hair and not regained it, according to this story in that the FDA has released, at least my reading of this story. Can electroacupuncture decrease stress incontinence? Acupuncture paired with myoelectrical currents may be better than doing nothing to relieve urinary continence in women, a Chinese study suggests. So this is a study in 504 women who got a electroacupuncture, and they seem to have about half the production of stress incontinence compared to the women who didn't get electroacupuncture after 6 weeks of therapy. I think this is early on, and we're not sure that's going to be available. One of the stories that's a little scary is that 51% of opioid prescriptions are now going to people with depression or other mood disorders. Those are people most at risk of getting addicted. And although the amount of opioids prescribed to any one individual is down, it's no place near where it needs to be. Remember, opioids and other things are very addictive, and you just avoid them if you don't need them. The prediction by the Society for what we call the STAT, which is a National Drug Abuse Society, is that in fact 500,000 people, Americans, could lose their life just to opioids, and another 500,000 to other drugs of abuse in the next 10 years. Whoa, we're at someplace over 30,000 a year now. It's overtaken motor vehicle accidents. This is scary, if you will, to me, the number of people getting addicted, staying addicted, and dying of the problem. Next story I want to talk about is the Brazil meat inspectors. We know that meat, that cows can develop mad cow disease, and that can be passed on to you if sick cows are allowed to be harvested. Well, it turns out that because of the Brazilian financial crisis, government crisis, this story says, they have decreased the number of inspectors by about 25%. And the U.S. government, at doing their spot checks, and we don't check them enough, has found a, if you will, problems so great that the United States has an outright ban on fresh beef from Brazil, and officials in Canada and EU are rejecting some. They're actually not from mad cow disease, although that's my main concern, but it's also that there's E. coli, which causes kidney damage, disseminated intravascular clotting, that's clotting in all your blood vessels, and death. So this is a big problem. So we've already heard of now the second regulatory oversight that we need. We need one more on cosmetics. It looks like we need one more on beef. And then the popular weed killer, Roundup, has now been placed in California, I understand from this article, on a carcinogen that is a cancer-causing agent. It's been that, I understand, in the European Union as well. Monsanto is protesting it, and part of the problem is Monsanto's Roundup is used on a lot of products like corn and soy, and can splinter over onto even organic fields. Field is organic, but it's close enough. The wind blows the Roundup over, and you get a carcinogen even when you're taking something organic. What's the message? Wash it. And maybe it is, be very careful. If you're using Roundup for weeds or something else in your own home, follow the directions perfectly. That is, wear the kind of gloves they say to wear so the Roundup doesn't come through your gloves, etc. Wear exactly what they say and do more than that, in fact. Anxiety or depression are masking medical problems. That's right. It's perfectly normal for someone to feel anxious or depressed after receiving a diagnosis of a serious illness, such as a cancer. But is it possible that anxiety or depression is causing the serious illness? And the answer is yes. These anxiety disorders are getting to be so prevalent that they're causing other problems. And no place is that more evident than in heart disease, where anxiety and depression and stress and mental disorders are causing heart attacks. For exercise, there's nothing like the great outdoors is another one of the top news stories of the week. Long walks can improve mood and reduce anxiety, but the benefits may be greatest if the walks take place outside rather than a gym, according to researchers in Austria. While the Alps may be a particularly fine place to hike, a vigorous walk in your woods or pass near your home may provide the mental boost needed to keep you moving. And that's right. What happened in this study is those people who exercised outdoors had much greater stick-with-itness than those who exercised only inside. One of my favorite stories this week, needle-free flu vaccine patch works as well as a shot. A press-on patch that delivers flu vaccine painlessly. The needles on it are actually the vaccine. So you put the patch on, and the vaccine goes through your skin, and then you develop the antibodies to protect you from the virus. Well, it turns out this approach has turned out to be very successful. Imagine, you want the flu vaccine, just order it on Amazon Prime, unwrap the bandage, stick it on your body, and you get the protection. That's what may be coming to you very soon. Our last story of the day, before we get to our wonderful guest, Indira Cidambi, C-I-D-A-M-B-I, is the medical director of the Network for Network Therapy and Addiction Medical Specialist. But before we get to that guest, positive parenting may offset the brain effects of poverty. What's this all about? Well, 166 people were involved, and the researchers analyzed data on adolescents between 11 and 20 years old in Melbourne, Australia, who were participating in the largest study. All the kids had up to 3 brain MRI scans in their early, middle, and late adolescence, and researchers assessed their family and neighborhood socioeconomic environments. It turns out those with supportive parents showed brain development more like peers who were not disadvantaged when you compared them with disadvantaged peers. That is, positive parenting offset the effects of poverty and living in a poor area on brain development. And that is our top news story of the week. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD or iHeart Podcasts. We're glad you downloaded us. Hope you'll rate us. We have a wonderful guest coming up. This is segment 849A. Coming up, 849B, the guest segment, with Dr. Indira Cidambi talking about addiction and how to recover from it in the chronic phase. That is not acute withdrawal, but chronic withdrawal and staying addiction-free, what she's learned about it. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Kevin Arsonar, would whichever of you is engineering right now, stay tuned and stay with us. Thanks for listening.